This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.
Russian police have issued a strong warning against participating in protests planned for Sunday to call for the release of jailed opposition leader Alexei Navalny, the Kremlin's most prominent foe. The warning comes amid detentions of Navalny's associates and opposition journalists and a police plan to restrict movement in the center of Moscow on Sunday. Navalny was arrested January 17th after flying back to Russia from Germany, where he had spent 5 months recovering from nerve agent poisoning. His detention sparked nationwide protests 1 week ago in about 100 cities. Nearly 4,000 people were reported arrested. Britain's Cabinet Office Minister Michael Gove said the European Union had recognized it made a mistake by briefly attempting to restrict some exports of COVID-19 vaccines by invoking an emergency Brexit clause. In an interview, Gove said the European Union's move was a mistake, but it remains important for Britain to cooperate with the bloc to ensure an effective COVID-19 vaccination rollout.
Yes, a mistake was made yesterday, but I think it's also important that we recognise that while we must prioritise the vaccination of British citizens, it's also in our interests to support our friends and neighbours with their vaccine programme. And we will do that consistent with making sure that contracts are honoured.
Meanwhile, Britain's foreign minister said Saturday the EU had reassured him the European Union did not want to disrupt supplies of COVID-19 vaccines. Dominic Raab made the comments after what he described as a constructive conversation with European Commission Vice President Valdis Dombrovskis. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. German Health Minister Jens Spahn said Saturday that his country is ordering vaccines for 2022 in case regular or booster doses are needed to keep the population immune against variants of COVID-19. Speaking at an online town hall of healthcare workers, Spahn defended the progress made on procuring and administering vaccines, saying 2.3 million of Germany's 83 million people had already received a dose. Members of a World Health Organization team investigating the origins of the coronavirus pandemic have visited another hospital in Wuhan, China. AP's Sarah Bassett reports.
The hospital in Wuhan was one of the first in the Chinese city to deal with coronavirus patients and is a key part of the epidemiological history of the disease. The mission has become politically charged as China seeks to avoid blame for alleged missteps in its early response to the outbreak. A single visit by scientists is unlikely to confirm the virus's origins. Pinning down an outbreak's animal reservoir typically takes years of research. One possibility is that a wildlife poacher might have passed the virus to traders who carried it to Wuhan. I'm Sarah Bassett.
A racial gap has opened in the nation's COVID vaccination drive, with Black Americans in many places lagging behind whites in receiving shots. AP's Julie Walker reports.
The gap is deeply troubling to some, given the coronavirus has taken a disproportionate toll on Blacks. An Associated Press analysis of the state's releasing data, for example, North Carolina, shows Black people make up 22% of the population, but only 11% of vaccine recipients, while whites are 68% of the population and 82% of those vaccinated. Similarly, in Maryland, Blacks are 30% of the population and get 16% of the shots, while whites are 55% and 67% of those who have gotten shots. Experts say there are several factors for the disparity, including inadequate access and distrust because of a history of discrimination. I'm Julie Walker.
French police used water cannon against protesters in the capital, Paris, on Saturday, with minor scuffles seen between some officers and demonstrators. Most of the protesters were demonstrating over a security bill that includes an article aimed at outlawing the publication of images of police officers with the intent to cause them harm. Critics fear that the law could impinge on press freedom and make it more difficult to expose police brutality. Similar demonstrations against the law took place across the country, including in Lille, Bordeaux, and Nantes. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.